Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment, where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor, saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. Y'all may notice this is a little bit different. Olivia is not with me this week, and I'm going to talk about that here in just a moment. But before I do, I just wanted to take a moment to extend a huge thank you to our wonderful community, our folks in the Facebook group and in the Patreon and listeners. And you may not know this if you're not, you know, in these groups, but my grandmother passed away in September of last year. So this year we actually had a celebration of life planned for. So we had booked the trip. We were all set to go to Florida. And the day before we left, I got a call from my dad letting me know that my grandfather on his side had passed away. So, you know, a lot of travel, had to be in Florida, come home, then fly to Michigan to be there for my dad's side of the family. And just wanted to say thank you to everyone who reached out and left their condolences and just, you know, really made me feel supported and loved in that moment. It just means the world. So thank you so much. If you are one of those people who reached out and checked in on me, just know that I appreciate you more than I could tell you. And it really helped get through a really hard time. And with that being said, again, you may notice I'm here by myself this week. Olivia actually has a family thing happening right now that unfortunately prevented her from being here for this episode. So please keep her and her family in your thoughts. Send some love. And again, she will be back with us soon. But I got to be honest, we just missed y'all, right? And we didn't want to hold off on another episode, especially since we said, hey, we're going to be back on Thursday. So, you know, again, bear with me. It's just going to be me. But I do have a really good short on time story for us this week. It kind of blew my mind. It just happened. So I don't know about all of y'all, but I'm ready to quit with the Gabby Gabby. Y'all have heard enough from me. Let's get to the Stabby Stabby and break into this week's case. So for this week's Short on Time, we're headed to Las Vegas, Nevada. Only a couple of days ago, on Sunday, April 28th, at around 4:44 a.m., local authorities received two 911 calls within 45 minutes. The first caller told police that a man had tackled another man in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven. The witness shared that the attacker appeared paranoid and was banging his own head on the concrete. Then, at roughly 5:30 a.m., a second 911 call came in. And what this caller shared was truly shocking. The second witness informed police that the one man had thrown the other to the ground. He then climbed on top of him and began to, quote, eat his face. Now, due to the bizarre nature of the call, police rushed to the scene. And it was there that they found the victim, Kenneth Brown, lying on the ground and bleeding from the head. His attacker was identified as 31-year-old Colin Check. According to reports, when authorities arrived, Check was found with biological matter in his mouth, hair, and on his clothing. And he claimed that Kenneth Brown had attacked him. Now, the victim was transported to the hospital, but sadly, he would later be pronounced dead. He had suffered a severe laceration to the head, but worse still, his left eyeball and left ear were missing. Check was arrested and taken into custody, where he continued to drift in and out of consciousness. During questioning, he shared that he was an unhoused individual who hadn't slept in several days. According to Check, something had been possessing him, and he claimed to have been in a fight with a shapeshifter while tweaking, and voices in his head told him to kill a man named Drake, someone Check didn't know. He also shared that he used his teeth to eat Brown's eyeballs and ears. Now, Check appeared in court today, May 1st, the day that I'm recording this, and David Westbrook, a public defender, has asked that his client undergo a mental health evaluation. Westbrook told the judge that he had spoken to Check and that, in his opinion, his client was incompetent. During the hearing, Check remained quiet, and he's currently being held without bond in the Clark County Correctional Facility. Now, at the time of this recording, Kenneth Brown's official cause of death has not been released. So this is one we're definitely going to have to follow. It's an absolutely crazy story. Just wanted to break it down there a little bit because, you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that the random things are my biggest fear, right? So just thinking about being a person walking down the street, and all of a sudden, there's a man who is claiming that he's possessed. He's banging his head on the concrete. He jumps on you, attacks you, starts eating your face, is absolutely terrifying to me. So, you know, for me, if we're talking deadbolt test, this is going to be a 10 out of 10 all day. But definitely want to follow this case and, you know, make sure we're looking at any updates and we know exactly what's going on. I'm kind of curious to wonder, you know, if he will, in fact, be deemed incompetent. Or, you know, maybe this was some kind of drug-induced psychosis, something of that nature. So we're going to keep our eye on it, make sure that we are coming back with any other updates. But as always, I've got to throw it out to the locksmiths. You got to let us know in the Facebook group. Hit us up on the socials. Let us know, where does the Las Vegas cannibal Colin Check fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, well, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We'd love to get to know you, spend a little time with you. You know, we love having new members of our community. So come join us, hang out with us in the Facebook group. We're in there hanging out all the time. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help support the show financially, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, a lot of exclusive benefits. We got stickers, t-shirts, coffee mugs, all stuff you can only get for being a patron. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free, and we try to get them out a little bit early as well. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, want to help us keep the lights on, throw us a couple bones. That is patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And as always, if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family, the people who are important to you, means just as much if not more. So if that is what you're doing, you're telling people to check out this little podcast, you're hanging in there with us and just sharing what we do, just know it means more than we could ever tell you. Again, that's how we're going to grow our community, get in front of as many listeners as we can. And again, just really build this wonderful family. So if you're sharing this, just know we appreciate you so much. And again, to all the listeners, just thank you so much for your patience as we've gone through these rough times with our family. You know, one thing that is a little tricky for us is a lot of podcasts, especially true crime, do seasons. And we didn't want to do seasons because we really like doing the podcast and just kind of putting them out as much as we can. So thank you for your patience and just hanging in there with us. And we will be back on Monday, full episodes. Olivia will be back with me, I'm hoping. But just know that we appreciate you guys so much. Again, we're just really, really lucky to have the family around the show that we do. So just know that we love you. We appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case. But please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check the locks. See you next week.